AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Praise be Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a new program aimed at promoting the spirit of mission among the people of God. I'm Sister Madge Karecki, a sister of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis, and the director for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. Our producer today is Liz Johnson. Our engineer is Brian Brock, and my special guests are Greg Darr, the regional director of the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers, and Maureen Colon, the associate director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation. Welcome to both of you, Greg and Maureen, and thanks for being willing to take part in today's discussion.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having me.
Okay, it's wonderful to see you on this bright and crisp day when we're all full of energy and new life here.
Yes.
Okay, let's start by having you give us some of your background so our listeners get to know you. Greg, can you tell us something about your background?
Sure. Well, first of all, I am serving right now in Chicago as the regional director of our Mary Knoll Mission Education and Promotion Office. A key component of what I do is to promote and animate our Midwest church in its essential mission charism. I'm married. My wife is a returned missioner herself. We've got two lovely daughters who are missioning us as parents in helping us to see the wonder of our world and look at things in a new way.
That's so great. Yeah. That's great. Maureen, how about saying something about yourself?
Well, I've been an educator pretty much all of my life. I've spent about 30 years in education, 15 as a teacher and 15 years as a principal, and most of that in the Catholic school system here in the Archdiocese. I love working with kids, especially at the elementary level, and I've always been, mission's always been a big part of my life. I did a little mission work when I was very young, and it just stuck with me for all these years. About 3 years ago, I joined the mission office, and I am not only the associate director there, but also the coordinator for the Holy Childhood Association. And that's a program of mission education and also of reaching children to instill in them the idea that they have a mission, even at their very young years. Today in the world, it's important that they know about mission and they know that their mission is not only outside of their world, but within their world, in their own homes and communities.
That's good. That's good. And we're going to, I'll be asking you to tell us a little more about that effort in terms of the Holy Childhood Association, because it is so important to instill a sense of mission in children. But I've invited both of you here because of a special celebration taking place this year. The upcoming Mary Knoll Centennial Celebration and the special art contest that is part of that we're doing in conjunction with the Catholic elementary schools. And since both Mary Knoll and the Office for Mission Education and Animation are co-sponsoring this with the Catholic schools, we want to have our listeners get a sense of what that's about. So let's start with you, Greg. Can you tell us something about why the centennial celebration is so important for the American Church, especially.
Yeah, thank you. It is very important for the American Catholic Church. Certainly, this is a big year for Mary Knoll. Turning 100 is a milestone for any person or organization. But to understand the importance of this milestone, we got to understand it in terms of the context too, because 100 years ago, a few years before Mary Knoll's establishment, the American Catholic Church made a profound change. It went from being a church that was considered a mission-receiving church to a church fully empowered by Rome to send out missionaries. And at that same time, there were two priests, one in the Archdiocese of Boston and one in North Carolina, who saw this change take place, not just on a canonical level, but also on a social level within the American Catholic Church, a church ready to step up to the plate, so to speak, and witness the good news in its own unique way, through its own culture and its own history. And so with the support and the blessing of the bishops right here in the United States, Mary Knoll was established just a few years after our American Catholic Church made that change. Mm-hmm. So we are celebrating, in a sense, a milestone of the American Catholic Church in the change in its charism or its standing in our world today. And so the other issue that I like to raise as well is that even as this is a milestone, mission really takes place in moments, and it's moments when people are touched by the Word of God in relationship with another person. And so that's how we look at mission as Mary Knollers, is the way that those lives are changed in those moments. We have had 100 years of those moments, and it's given Mary Knoll and the Catholic Church here in the U.S. a special grace that I think we are celebrating in this year.
Yeah. I think theologically we'd speak of the founding of Mary Knoll as one of those Kairos moments when God's presence becomes especially evident to us in the American Church because of this response to really the gift of the Holy Spirit to be sent out on mission.
Absolutely. And what has taken place over the 100 years since then is these millions or thousands, whatever, of Kairos moments that come when we bring the gifts of mission that we have experienced overseas and bring it back to the U.S. Church in a way that invigorates our U.S. Church. And that's part of our Mary Knoll motto, at least for the Fathers and Brothers for our centennial celebration this year, is our motto has been the gift of mission, the Mary Knoll journey. And so as we've journeyed out in mission, the gifts that we have experienced in sharing the gifts of the American Catholic Church and the gift of the Holy Spirit among the peoples of our world, we have returned so incredibly enriched by that experience in a way that we hope will continue to invigorate our American Catholic Church.
Okay. As we mark that centennial for Mary Knoll here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, can you tell us something about the celebration that's going to take place?
Yeah, actually, we've got two key celebrations taking place. First of all, the one that you've mentioned is our celebration that will take place on World Mission Sunday, absolutely, October 23rd at 2:30 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral right here in Chicago. It's a celebration where we invite all of our friends, our benefactors, those who have a love of mission, to come and join us in a birthday celebration of Mary Knoll. And that celebration is inclusive of the Mary Knoll Sisters, Mary Knoll Lay Missioners, the whole Mary Knoll movement, because even though I represent the work of our priests and brothers, the Mary Knoll movement is much broader than that. So this really is a celebration of mission, and all are invited to this. Prior to that, from October 6th to 8th, we will convene what we call our Centennial Symposium, a discussion on the past, the present, and the future of our U.S. Church and mission. And that symposium will take place at Catholic Theological Union.
Okay, thank you. It's time for a break now, so we'll be pausing and we'll get back to our discussion on Mary Knoll's 100th anniversary.
Oh, September is National Hunger Action Month, and Catholic Charities needs you to join the fight to end hunger in our communities. Organize a food drive in your neighborhood, donate to one of Catholic Charities' many food and nutrition programs, or sponsor one of our food pantries. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/hunger or call us at 312-655-7315 to find out how you can be a hunger hero. Join the fight to end hunger today.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Are you ready for the upcoming changes in the words of the Mass? The revision of the Roman Missal brings innovations that will affect us all. Whether you are a teacher, catechist, priest, or parishioner, excellent resources are available to help you understand these changes in the words of the liturgy. For more information about how you can prepare yourself and your assembly, call Liturgy Training Publications at 800-933-1800 or visit www.revisedromanmissal.org.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sister Madge Korecki of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. My guests today are Greg Darr, the Regional Director of the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers Mission Education, and Maureen Colin, the Associate Director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation and the Holy Childhood Association Coordinator, and we're talking about the upcoming Mary Knoll Centennial Celebration, the symposium that has been planned during October 6 to 8 at CTU, the Catholic Theological Union, and the celebration of the centennial at Holy Name Cathedral on October 23rd, World Mission Sunday. And we're also talking about the special art contest that's part of that celebration. And I want to turn attention now to Maureen Colin. Can you tell us something about that art contest that's going on?
I would be happy to. Our art contest is that's not an easy thing to say.
we're getting a little tongue-tied.
In talking with Greg in regard to the Mary Knoll celebration, we decided to involve the kids and to offer an invitation for them to get involved with starting their year out on mission, actually. And so what we did was we created Mission Possible. Mission Possible came to the classrooms of every teacher in grades 3 through 8 in the Catholic schools, and it was actually a envelope that was opened in front of the class, which was their mission, explaining to them that if they chose to accept this mission, they needed to create an art piece. It could have been any kind of art project, any kind of piece or a video that would explain them on mission, how they are to be the hands and feet of Christ. And that was taken from St. Teresa of Avila's prayer, Christ has no body. So This art contest is divided into two areas, grades 3 to 5 and grades 6 to 8. And each is to come up with a class project. Mm-hmm. So it's meant to be a united kind of project rather than an individual, also giving that idea of working together as one family. And they are to describe in some art way how they are the hands and feet of Christ every day in their lives. Along with that information, they were also sent materials that they could use to introduce the whole idea of mission and to get across to children that it is a local part of their faith. They can do it right here every day, or they can do it in another area by helping to support people that are in distant lands.
Mm. Very good. And I think one of the most important parts about this is that it's a classroom project. It's something they've got to do together. And we know from good mission theology, and we know from Greg's comment about the focus in terms of Mary Knoll's stance in terms of mission, that it happens in relationship. Mm-hmm. And this is certainly a good thing for children to learn early on.
The actual winners of this contest, there will be one in each area, will be recognized at the Mary Knoll Centennial Celebration at Holy Name Cathedral in October. So that's a part of their winnings.
That's great. And is the Cardinal a part of that celebration?
He is, yes. And we are very much looking forward to having him a part of that.
That's good. That's great. So it's really calling our whole local church, our whole archdiocesan church, to really give attention to our call for mission. And we have this effort and the celebration to thank for that. So that's a wonderful thing.
And what I really look forward to about the contest is, as Maureen had explained, you know, it's a way to educate children as to their call to mission. What I see, too, is it's a way for children to educate us as adults in the way that they look, the way they encounter God, because they are missionaries, too. And it's time for us as big people, so to speak, to recognize the way that they can help us to look at the world in a different way and experience the love of God in that special way.
Isn't that part of the biblical prophecy, a little child shall lead them?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. Greg, how do you, how are Mary Knollers helping to carry out mission even today? Where are they? Where are they concentrating on? Can you tell us something about that?
Yes. Well, even as we reach this milestone, you know, Mary Knoll, as it has been for the last 100 years, is evolving. It's changing, and we are responding to a world that is changing rapidly as well. Where I see Mary Knoll focusing its efforts is in sharing the good news with indigenous peoples, in urban areas, with youth. We're dealing with HIV, AIDS, the issues arising from that pandemic that remain worldwide. We're looking at the effects of globalization and how it keeps, you know, over a billion people in abject poverty. And so to be present as a witness of Christ in these situations is certainly an area that Mary Knoll will continue to work in, especially over the coming decades. What Mary Knoll will look like 100 years from now, that's up to the Holy Spirit.
Sure, sure. It's always in God's hands. Maureen, what do you think are some of the long-term effects of this kind of a project on children?
Well, when I look at kids and I look at the importance of children understanding their mission, I see children that are generally natural givers. They want to help. And this is one way that they can see that not only are they asked to help, but it's part of their faith. This is what they're all about. They are supposed to be Christ to others while they are here on earth. And I think the most important thing is that kids are our future. If our children don't understand their mission at a young age, how do we foresee that they will carry it out as they come into adulthood?
Thank you. It's time for another break, and as we get into it, I want several people have asked about the music that leads us into these breaks, and it's from St. John Vianney Seminary in Pretoria, South Africa, where I taught for some 12 years. So this is the seminarians at Song. Thank you and stay tuned.
I'm Father Robert Barron. Our new Catholicism documentary series and study program can now be pre-ordered online. Go to CatholicismPreorder.com. Will you help me introduce this one-of-a-kind film series and catechetical program to your parish, school, and diocese? Journey around the world and deep into the faith in this 10-part, 10-hour epic adventure. Learn more at CatholicismPreorder.com.
Game with the Catholic Charities Junior Board for a good cause. Saturday, November 12th is the Junior Board's signature fundraiser, and we hope you'll join us. The 5th annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food from Cafe Bianda, 3 open bars, blackjack, craps, roulette, an incredible lineup of silent auction and raffle items, including 2 trips to the Bahamas, and much more. Tickets are only $80 and are on sale now at CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21. More than half of your ticket price will go directly to the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, shelter, and other crucial emergency services to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake Counties. Game with us for a good cause. For details, call Lisa at 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. I'm Sister Madge Karecki from the Office for Mission Education and Animation, and I'm talking with Greg Darr and Maureen Colon about the upcoming Mary Knoll Centennial Celebration and the art contest that's going to be part of it. Before we get say any more, where can our listeners get more information about the celebration, Greg? And the symposium.
The symposium, we have a website, and that address is www.ctu.edu/Mary Knoll. And there you can both learn about the symposium and register for it.
Great.
As for our Mary Knoll centennial celebrations in general, that information can be found at our website, www.marynollsociety.org, or you could email us at chicago@marynoll.org.
Okay, great. That helps. And Maureen, what about the art contest, especially the deadline that schools need to submit the work in?
Well, we pushed the original deadline back so that to give teachers just a little bit more time to work with their kids. So the deadline is October 3rd. That's when all entries have to be in at our office. And you can get more information on our website, which is missions.archchicago.org. And the art contest, Mission Possible, has its own page. So just click on the page. It'll take you right to the information that you will need.
That's wonderful. Good. Good information. Okay. Greg, as we're wrapping up our conversation, can you tell us about any of the plans for next year's celebration of the centennial of the Mary Knoll Sisters?
Yeah, the party keeps going.
Wow.
So this past year has been a party for us, and we don't want to see it end. Certainly the sisters don't. So they are celebrating their centennial. Effective, actually, they were founded on the Feast of Epiphany, so they're early in 2012. That's their founding date, January 6th. And their opening liturgy of their centennial year will take place 2 days later on January 8th, at which Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York will be presiding. They also have, like us over this past year, a number of activities taking place next year. And information about those can be found at www.mklsisters.org.
Okay, thank you. It's important to support them and celebrate with them.
Absolutely.
That's great. Is there something that are there going to be judges for these artistic pieces in terms of the children? And
absolutely, the judges will be a group of people that are either involved in education or in art, so that they have a sense of children at the age levels that they will be, as well as a sense of artistry and explanation. And the most important part of all those people, they have to be faith-filled, so they understand what the real purpose of our Mission Possible Art Contest is all about.
Okay. Well, I think we've been inspired simply in hearing about this 100 years of Mary Knoll and the next 100 years that we know the Spirit is going to be leading the community. And certainly on the part of the Archdiocese, I want to congratulate the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers, and I'm sure you'll convey that to them, Greg.
Thank you very much, yes.
That's wonderful. So as we're coming to the end of our show, and we hope that all of our listeners have enjoyed this very informative and Spirit-filled conversation, want to be sure that to encourage you to tune in again on October 20th when we'll be discussing World Mission Sunday. So be sure to tune in. I've asked Greg Dar now to bring our program to a conclusion by praying the prayer of St. Teresa of Avila that we're using to inspire children in terms of mission.
Thank you. Christ has no body but yours. No hand, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes, yours are his body. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. You are the eyes on which he looks compassion on the world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours.
Wonderful. And we hope that we all take that prayer into our hearts so that we can follow that example, the Mary Knoll example of giving ourselves to mission.
Amen.
For now, thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Greg, for being with me this morning. And God bless you all of our listeners, and be on mission wherever you are. Tune in next month for our show.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Pegna Fosmaru, Pacalatanuana.